Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. World Radio Day is being observed today, the day commemorated the establishment of the United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. Akashwani Itanagar also celebrated the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Assam tomorrow and will inaugurate and flag off various projects worth more than 5,450 crores in Assam, Guwahati. The projects include Kumar Bhaskar Verma Setu across the river Brahmaputra, National Data Center for the Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup, and IIM Guwahati. Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the new administrative block of Sera J. Jamyang Chokorling Monastery in Tawang. The CM said the newly inaugurated infrastructure will greatly enhance administrative efficiency, residential facilities, and the learning environment for monks and students. He further commended State Bank of India, Tawang branch, for its donation of a school bus, saying it will directly benefit the children. The Northeast Frontier Railway officials informed that Sile Railway Station B-Class, located near Pasighat town in East Siang district, has been commissioned after a successful trial run. However, operation of passenger trains linking the new station has not yet been introduced. Commissioner of Railway Safety, NFR Sumit Singhal, accompanied by NFR officials on Friday, conducted a speed trial run on newly constructed Murkong Selek Pasighat BG Railway. The trial run with a special train along the railway covered 15-kilometer stretch between Murkong Selek, Assam and Sile Railway Station, Arunachal, as the remaining 11 stretches of the BG Railway from Sile to Pasighat in East Siang District is not yet completed. The Murkong Selek Pasighat BG Railway is a flagship project under NRF, which has reached about 60% of physical progress till the end of December last year. The two-day cooperative conclave on the theme of Cooperatives Build a Better World, Sahakar Se Samridhi, began in Pasighat, East Siang District. The conclave aims to reinforce interdepartmental convergence and enhance the capacity of cooperative societies across the district. The event was inaugurated by Chief Guest Gabriel D. Wangsu, Minister for Food and Civil Supplies. Minister Wangsu highlighted the pivotal role of cooperatives in fostering rural entrepreneurship, ensuring economic self-reliance for farmers, youth and women. Department of Anthropology, Dehradun Government College, Itanagar, organized a one-day talk on Northeastern Borderlands, Issues and Challenges. It was in collaboration with Forum of Awareness of National Security, Itanagar Chapter. On the occasion, Dr. A.P. Roth, former DGP and former Chief RTI Commissioner of Assam, spoke about the importance of balancing tribal culture with nationalism. He also informed the gathering about the development of national highways, economic corridors and military air bases in Arunachal Pradesh, stating that such infrastructure projects are undertaken, keeping national security in mind. Engineer V.N. Pandey, National Executive Member of FANS, stressed that the inner line permit system should be strengthened with the active support of civil society organizations to protect the tribal culture and identity of the state. A three-day state-level workshop by Samagra Shiksha, Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with SCERT Arunachal Pradesh, is underway in Itanagar and will continue till 14th February. It is being conducted addressing the urgent need to strengthen early childhood care and education in the state. The workshop is organized to support the preparation and development of teaching learning materials and teaching resource materials for pre-primary to grade 2 aligned with the National Education Policy 2020 and the Nipun Bharat Mission. A total of 42 master trainers are being trained on early childhood care and education handbook. Directorate of Higher and Technical Education, Itanagar, conducted a one-day training program on tax deduction at source provisions of income tax, SNA Sparsh and Monthly Progress Report of Pradhan Mantri Uchchatar Shiksha Abhiyan. The training for all DDOs of government colleges, government political techniques, DC office, ICR, SCERT, higher secondary school, secondary education and elementary education. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.